Israel has attacked Hamas in Qatar, widening its military action in the Middle East and creating diplomatic waves given Doha is a close US ally. Hamas says five of its members were killed, but that its Gaza ceasefire negotiation team, the apparent target of the attack, survived. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says after Hamas's October 7th attack, nowhere is off limits.
I promised that Israel would reach those who perpetrated this horror. And today, Israel and I have kept that promise.
Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani called Israel's actions treacherous. US President Donald Trump was more diplomatic.
I will say this, we want the hostages back, but we are not thrilled about the way that went down today.
Reporter Jeff Mason says President Trump directed an aide to warn Qatar about the attack, according to the White House, but they may not have had much time.
The White House spokeswoman read a statement that said that the White House was informed by the U.S. military, which is a little bit odd because she didn't want to say specifically that it was Israel that told the U.S. military or that it was the Israeli military that told the U.S. military, but in general, I think you can conclude that they had at least a very brief heads up